Good morning. This is Evangelist June McKinnon. I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us pray. O loving and gracious Father, we thank you for another day. Yes, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the way the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, I ask that you bless your people everywhere in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Thank God. Amen. This morning, I will be bringing the word from the Gospel of Luke. And I'm going to be referring to a very well-known Bible story on which many sermons were preached, and it has been used for examples of many lessons. This parable was told by Jesus. Jesus taught his disciples, and he also responded to questions from many using the parables. A parable, as you may know, is a story that teaches a spiritual or a moral lesson. Jesus's parables illustrated powerful principles and lessons that apply not only to his time or the time of the early church, but they are still applicable for us today. It's on one of these stories I like to review with us today. Taken from the Gospel of Luke, Luke 10, I'll be referring to verses 25 to 37. It is the parable of the Good Samaritan. Reading from the New International Version, it states, on one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. Teacher, he asks, what must I do to inherit eternal life? What is written in the law? He replied. How do you read it? He answered, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind. And love your neighbor as yourself. You have answered correctly, Jesus replied. Do this, and you will live. But he wanted to justify himself. So he asked Jesus, and who is my neighbor? In reply, Jesus introduced this parable. Jesus said, a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho. And when he was attacked by robbers, they stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. a priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too the Levite, when he came to the place and saw him pass by the other side. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring oil and wine. He put the man on his donkey, his own donkey, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper. "Look after him," he said, "and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have." And I'll stop there for the moment, because we need to look at this parable again through the eyes of how we should live today. The title of my message this morning is Walking on the Other Side. This parable is rich with lessons applicable to us today. Jesus told this story in response to the lawyer's question about eternal life. It was a question he asked, not because he really was seeking an answer, but his purpose was to test Jesus. Isn't that what we do sometimes? So he said, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus responded with a question that pertained to the lawyer's area of expertise. Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law?" So the lawyer went and have to think a bit. The ball was back into his court. He had to handle Jesus' question. Jesus said, "How do you read it? What do you think?" The lawyer's response was correct. He quoted the law. He stated the law when he answered and said, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." It was a correct answer. And Jesus said, "That's correct." And he agreed with him. And he said, "Go ahead, do this and you would live." In other words, you will have eternal life if you live according to that law. And you would think at this point, this lawyer would leave Jesus' presence with a joyful heart, skipping and jumping, knowing that he can have eternal life. He had the right answer. He had the correct answer. No, but he didn't. Because his intention was to test Jesus. He was trying to trap Jesus in the law. But you don't do that, because Jesus came to fulfill the law. He's asking the one who came to fulfill the law to examine his questions. No. The first lesson we should learn from this encounter is
Don't try to test Jesus.
He is the fulfiller of the law.
So not justified, this lawyer continued his testing with the question, and who is my neighbor? And who is my neighbor? At that point in the encounter, we see Jesus moved so beautifully into this teaching moment for this lawyer. And it is a teaching moment for us all who tend to walk like the lawyers, who tend to approach encounters with others like the priests and the Levite did. We walk on the other side. My question to you, my brothers and sisters, today, are we willing to cross over and get involved? Because that's not what the priest did. He was too busy to help. He was too religious to help. I thought maybe he thought his priestly garments might get a little soiled. The man of God walked on the other side. He preferred to walk away and not help. Then came the Levite, the one who worked in the temple. Yes, today they might be our deacons or our elders and our missionaries within our church. Yes, that Levite, that church worker, he did not stop. Just like the priests, he pretended he did not see, and he walked on the other side. There was this man injured, a man hurting and bleeding on one side, and the people of God walking on the other side. What a scene. What a sad scene. Not willing, God's people, not willing to show mercy, not willing to care, not willing to help. But Jesus introduced another man, a Samaritan, a man from a different race, a man despised by others in his community. Yes, this man, who was described by some others as dogs, as a mixed breed, do not belong. This man did not walk on the other side. But he came, he crossed over, and he took pity on the injured man. This Samaritan crossed over and took action. He loved his neighbor. He was doing the law. This is a good Samaritan. You see, he just did not bandage him up. He made sure that there was some aftercare that he took care of. He showed mercy. After telling the parable, Jesus asked the lawyer, "Which one of these do you think was a neighbor to the injured man?" The ball was back in the lawyer's court. He then had to admit that it was the Samaritan he described him as the one who had mercy. It was the one who crossed over, the one who did not walk on the other side. Jesus then told the lawyer, go and do likewise. Brothers and sisters, this morning, we too in our walk must be determined to get involved, to cross over, to be committed to show love, neighborly love. James said in James 2:8, if you really keep the royal law found in Scripture, love your neighbor as yourself, you're doing right. We need to do right. And the Apostle Paul stated in Galatians 5:14, for the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one commandment, love your neighbor as yourself. As we examine this well-known parable, let's look closely at the way we are responding to our neighbors. There are many hurting. There are many injured. There are many who are in need of merciful response from us. Many in our communities, in our churches, and yes, even in our families. We must get involved. Brothers and sisters, it's the height of summer. It's 100 plus degrees in many areas. See what's going on with our seniors. Reach out to the young people who are hurting. Reach out to those that need a meal, that need some clothing. Do the commandment. When you do it, you do what's right. We need to cross over and not walk on the other side. Let us be determined to love our neighbor. Amen.